We're reading in the book Kabbalah for the Student on page 426, the article Preface to the Book of Zohar, item 37. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Questions related to the study topic will be asked during the lesson. Again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 426, Preface to the Book of Zohar, item 37. He starts with, it continues there. We should just know that we are in this distortion, that we feel ourselves and the world around us as being in some kind of certain form, and that form is stabilized in our feelings, and therefore we live in it, in this form. Now the question is, how much is this form true and correct? How much can we believe in it and rely on it? And therefore, the Zohar aims us in this perception of reality, which is correct, which is form clothed in matter, because our form is in order to receive, so it acquires all kinds of opposite forms. And that through the light that reforms, we can change the desire of ours, and thus the forms in it also become replaced and changed. We exist in two kinds of desires. That is a desire that is called the desire of this world. That's a very interesting desire that we are incapable of changing it. Just like I see the world now, I will see this world even if I'm the greatest Kabbalist, even if I'm in Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, in an individual end of correction. In the general end of connection, this point disappears. This point of this world disappears. But until then, the whole path we go through in spirituality is according to our existence in this corporeal state, which is given to us, that through it, precisely through that form, we can advance in spirituality. In spirituality, our forms always change, the worlds, the patsufim, the degrees, ascents, descents. This world doesn't disappear. It doesn't change because it is so inanimate that it has no change. Less than the line of Ein Sof.
So the Zohar is not talking about our world, the science is talking about our world. Rather, the Zohar speaks about what we reveal in our corrected desires, which go and correct more and more. When an evil desire is revealed first, and I start correcting it, then I reveal within this desire five parts. And within these parts, I reveal different phenomena. These phenomena and all these parts are called sfirot, or partsufim, or worlds, until I correct, I perform such general corrections that I feel everything is no more than 10 sfirot that connect between me and the light, back and forth, just like the table that connects me to the host, that he gives me refreshments and I accept them in order to delight him. And then we're both found in a good and nice connection between us. And then this world has There is no need in this world to be depicted within us in any form, and it vanishes. And this is, that's how this preface wants to stabilize our perception of reality. Even though it seems philosophical, ontological, but it is truly about an essential relation towards everything that I feel within. Well, let's continue.
It continues there, after it made that form of the Merkava, the upper Adam, it descended and clothed there. It is named in it the form of the four letters Havaya, meaning the ten sefirot kechabtum. This is because the tip of the Yud is Keter. Yud is Chochmah, Hey is Bina, Vav is Tiferet, and the last Hey is Malchut. This is so that they would attain him through his attributes, meaning the Sefirot, in every single attribute in him.
Meaning that's how we're divided. Continue.
Item 38, explanation of the matters.
If something is unclear, please ask if you can. I feel such heaviness myself from these holidays that it's horrible. You also feel this the same? Everyone are only asleep. So, what can we do? To wake up, we need to wake up. Well, if you want, we can ask or study something else, only that it would be somehow close to one's mind and heart. Just a sleep, we need a sleep. Why do we need to study? Yes.
It's not about the text.
Okay, not about the text. At least so that they listen. Otherwise, they will all fall asleep here. It's like
lullaby. How to wake up? Because indeed, there is such sensation in the recent period that this kind of a cloud that constantly become heavier and heavier on us.
If it's the time of the holidays, that's something different. But if it's not during the holidays, then you need to understand it. What is the reason? During the holidays, there are external thoughts, an external environment that influences us, which is that's a time of having fun, it's vacation, people are sleeping 10 hours a day. You're not, I understand that you're not, but others do. What else do they have to do? And more and more. And it influences. It all influences the world, at least the small world, our small world that surrounds us, is found in a sleep.
With respect to the world, I understand this slumber, but with respect to us, this slumber is felt from another angle. It's actually like burning because of the effort for connection that we're constantly exerting, and as if...
You're exerting?
This is how it is felt.
Really? And out of your exertion comes this heaviness? In what?
In that we don't succeed, or we don't remember to demand of the Creator through our efforts.
If you still decide that we're working on proximity, on connection, on the Arvut, on unity. If we decide this, then accordingly, what do we actually decide? During the day, during the night, during the study, during my work, in everything possible, where am I building for myself different helping systems and take responsibilities upon myself with respect to the environment, with respect to the group. Where's this clear plan of what I'm doing? It is not that we've just said a few words to each other and that's it. I need to build such a program according to which I will be later capable of checking myself and see how much I'm actually in it or not. I'm following it or not. Let's say I wake up in the morning. I look at my diary and I see what I have during my day. I have this and this and that during the day. I see what I have to do. And then I plan the rest of whatever I have to do accordingly and more and more. So where do I have this program, this plan, detailed plan, regarding what I should do in the connection between the friends in order to build a reciprocal system of mutual support so that accordingly we'll reveal the correct or the broken kelim, it doesn't matter, but we'll advance accordingly. Where do we reveal, let's put it this way, let's not talk about support from the society. That's a turn. Let's speak directly, simply. The Creator has revealed the connection between us. Where during the day am I working about on the connection between us? Where are the wires I have to pull? Where is what I have to connect to each other? Between whom and whom? Between which desires? Where should I connect everyone to? How am I doing this? By the help of what? Where's the work? It's simple. The Creator has revealed the connection between you. How many people are you? Let's say 10 people. You have 10 people? That's enough. He doesn't need more. He needs a minyan. 10 people. That's it. There are 10 people. Go. Bond, and I'll reveal between you. That's it. So what have you done? In practice, I'm asking you. What have you done? We've spoken about it. That's... But he's not revealed. So what will we do? Like, I don't know, playing with him, different posing. I understand you, but just look at the way of what we're doing, the form of what we're doing. I'm also like you, but still, you're asking, actually, your questions are claims. So you are claiming or demanding or asking what should we do next? We need to create such a connection between us until he'll be revealed, because that's a law. Until we won't create such a connection between us in an reverse manner or in a manner that favors him, but a small amount of connection that fits his revelation, nefesh de nefesh, if we'll create such a connection, or maybe opposite from nefesh de nefesh, if we'll reveal a desire that this will happen, and the yearning for that, and we'll reveal the opposite, then we will cry out for him, for correction. Then we'll have a definite cry. It is automatic. One thing results the other. One action results the other. And then we will cry. And he will correct the connection and will be revealed. When we'll reveal it, it will be exactly that broken part. The minyan, those 10 people, that is shattered in the coarsest way. Then you will reveal a more gentle kind of shattering, right? And splashing. For the time being, these are 10 big parts that are opposite, and with their cogwheels, they want to eat each other instead of connecting like cogwheels. They want to, it's like teeth, want to eat each other instead of cogwheels, want to connect. And that's it. And then you will ask for a correction. And then you'll bond in a coarse way. Then you will reveal nefesh de nefesh. It's already the revelation of the Creator to the creatures. Yes.
What does it mean, connect in a crude manner?
As much as you can. I'm saying a coarse or a crude manner because it's 1 divided 125. It's the same thing, you're only enlarging the resolution. Because the 10 sefirot do not change. You just enter deeper and deeper into their depth. You reveal different individual.
So what is that same part of the breaking that everyone has to add? The in the first one has to be revealed.
Each and every one will reveal there, between these 10 sefirot, what he actually assembles. The most important thing is to reveal the first 10 sefirot, the first tukri, because you reveal something, you understand, you're born, you have a structure. And then, within this formation, you start to develop more and more. This first level is truly very difficult. Yes.
So, what does it mean to decide when the heart truly decides that it's going for it all the way? Because indeed, at least I, during my period here, many times we said, oh, are we going for it? And, all right, we're going. But how you are going?
You need to build systems which won't let us escape. If I wanna watch the sheep, there are cows there, and calves, and bulls, and donkeys, and whatever. And sheep, I have a great herd that is very diverse. And I have to know how to relate to each and every one. To those, I need to place place dogs around them to watch them. And here I need to have a few shepherds. And here I have to place small fans so that they won't run away. And to bring them to those, I need to bring some sort of a grain. And the others, I want to bring them water. I need to take care of those things. Because that's how we treat the group. What do we need in order to not run away from the battlefield? To receive what we need, to be open in what's going on between us. We have to think about it. That's our work. We need to reach the first 10 sefirot, meaning to the minimal connection between us. The minimal connection, even an egoistic connection that is opposite from sanctity. But it is a connection. We're found in detachment. Who wants to connect to the others? We don't want to connect in any form. The cogwheels are not interacting at all. They just turn in distance. Everyone is watching himself.
I have a general question about the work. How much percentage should one allow for the emotion versus the intellect? Should he give more priority to the intellect, criticism with intellect, or more by the heart?
100% in both. What are you asking me? There's no answer on this question. As much as you can.
If there's a place for me to work more and feel more, is it to feel more? Is it better to feel than to ask?
You're asking about the practice, about your questions, not about your emotions and your intellect. You're asking whether you should ask or not. There are different situations.
If I feel X and my mind says Y, what should I follow?
You should follow what your teacher is saying. Not X and not Y. I'm telling you seriously. A friend is not that you will walk according to his mind. Also, when you subjugate yourself and listen to what he's saying, it is not in order to subjugate and actually do what he's saying. No. It is in order to subjugate yourself. But to accept his recommendations? Not necessarily. No. You need to annul, subjugate your ego. That's something else. Otherwise, I don't know. I need to listen to what each and every one of you here are saying. No. I've learned from all my students means that I subjugate myself with respect to the inner connection between them. That's a completely different thing. If I listen to what he's saying, then I listen to what he's saying. Okay? But I need to accept the fact that I hear it from the greatest of the generation when I enter beneath him, when I subjugate myself, reveal his inner degree where he is himself found on a spiritual height because there's insof inside each and every one of us. And then, with respect to this degree, I truly subjugate myself with respect to the friend, but not with respect to his corporeality. No. There is... We don't understand how much in the relations between us there are all the worlds, the entire Ein Sof. Holon Center.
Hello, Rav. I have a question from a few friends. They were asking, well, we are asking. On the 18th of October, there is a dating event in Rehovot. And our friends hear about it, and they're disappointed. The guys.
The guys, you mean?
Both bachelors, men and women.
Why?
Well, they're disappointed because they're very hurt, they're full of fear. And
they're so stupid, so miserable. What's the problem?
Moreover, they don't even want to go to the dating night. So how do we evoke the importance for them to come?
They don't want to get married.
Maybe.
What do you recommend?
I personally? I think it's a must to get married. I've been through amazing changes when I got married. But how can I explain it to someone?
It's shown. Both your haircut and everything. No, that's okay. It's truly correct. For the better.
Great, but I can't explain it to someone who's in his vessels. He is not there. So how can you explain it to him?
How much he's losing. Happiness.
Well, simply people are desperate. They're just desperate. They don't want to give it another chance.
Look, it is... a blow that it's typical in our days. Our ego has grown and no one wants to be enslaved to another person. No one wants to share his freedom, seemingly, with someone else, to be obligated to someone. That's very clear. In addition, that sometimes children come as a result of this connection, so who needs them? The same thing was in Italy. People don't want to meet, don't want to get married. We had a lot of youngsters there. Young guys and young girls. Where's the money? It's not here? So, probably translating. So, I have asked him, because I don't know the language. There are not too many. I also spoke to my daughter that was there. What's going on here? She's saying... No one is attracted to a serious connection. Because what do they know? They know that you will have children. And... No, not alimonies. I'm not talking about this. And then for 20 years, you're buried underneath this this commitment. And after those 20 years, you'll be buried. So what's left from life? You understand? So... People just don't want to get married. That's a problem that we don't work correctly with young couples and in general with couples. And we do not awaken within them enough inner work so that the correct connection, it is not a simple thing to do. There is mutual giving up here to do, mutual appreciation, and so on. Even though you live with a person that you always feel like disregarding him, as you're used to. That what stems out of this is that you have an opportunity in your home for true spiritual work in every given moment.
Should I remind them of that thing?
And a woman can remind a man about spiritual work constantly, constantly, 24/7. You can feel pressure from her. Where is my spiritual salary? And how to work together in this direction. That's very important. It could be very beneficial for your advancement. I don't think that there's something more beneficial eventually than a woman for a man. More than friends. More than the Creator. Because on the one hand, just understand that one's wife is like his buddy, meaning that she really rules him on the one hand, and on the other hand, she rules in her own domination. And what's hers? We don't know this system. It's not for nothing that there's someone who's living next to you. But if we'll arrange the system correctly, then the person won't be able to run away like he does from the group. If he will arrange correctly his relations, the relationships between him and her, he might be under such pressure that in a short amount of time he will be in spirituality.
But Rav, sorry, you are talking now about the work within the relationships, but I'm asking how to evoke the relationship for people to come on the 18th of October to the bachelor's night.
You don't understand. Awaken them the importance of reaching spirituality. Explain to them that by the right connection in their family, they will do it for sure, fast and correctly, and they will come to acquire this means. They won't come to get married and to be a father or a family owner or have a commitment or something. No, they will come if they will hear that by this connection, they, and by a correct connection, and by our correct guidance that we will provide, each one of them will receive an urge towards spirituality and will receive a help against him. That will truly be help against him, and he will advance. A woman watches her husband not only in corporeality but in spirituality even more. It's written that a woman watches her husband. She watches him from running away, from being directed towards the goal. Explain them this, and we'll take care of them later. The 18th of October.
October.
I will also come. They're all old, and I feel myself young. Okay, I invite everyone. So the 18th of October, where? In Rehovot. Great. It's limited in age, so you're out. Okay. From 20 till 40. To 40. Okay, that's correct. The rest is already have no chances. Okay, so we'll move this to the next part. You see, we're not talking about the Zohar or something. So everyone woke up. Okay.
So we'll sing a song together.
כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח ליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולמוד
עבורם אתה העליונה, אך מקודם דרושה אהבת החברה, לבטל את עצמנו, להיכנס בסביבה, ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה. וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה, אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה, להגדיל את הרצון, להגדיל כוונה, עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה.